Subject number 13, Martin. Home visit, November 3rd, 1976.
Okay, here, now it's working.
Are you ready? The signs are ready?
I don't know. Did you check them?
They were not ready then, but maybe they are. You want some wine?
What is it?
That's a covered wine bottle.
I have a little bit. You want some of this, Lee? Let me get you some of this. I'll help you cut it up. It's called Scallops. You've had it before. You like it. Did you finish your cranberry juice?
Yes.
Do you want more cranberry juice?
More milk.
That's an orange
juice.
You want milk and orange juice?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be done at the same time.
What do you need?
Flynn, what's up? Like that?
Your plan.
Your plan.
You mean your? You want a piece of my clam?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Henry.
You want me to put it on your plate, or you want to eat it off the spoon?
Do you ever look at the pepper? When you called me in the hospital today, did you have to call back again?
No. Can I have left the salad? Did you even tell Daddy you came here today?
Why?
You're crying.
Okay.
You're not supposed to tell him, not ask.
Did somebody come here?
A
lady came here?
And you pushed a button?
Yeah.
Who pushed a button?
Turn on the radio.
Oh, that. Yeah, but tell Daddy, do we go to the store with somebody today?
That's a tape recorder. You can push a button and hear what you say. I'll show you later.
You can play with Andrew's cash register in a moment. Okay? Would you like to do that?
I'm okay. I'm playing with the cash register.
Yeah.
I think what I would call if you were still down at the funeral.
Do you remember where we went in somebody's car?
Yeah.
Whose car are we going?
Why?
It was a yellow car. Is that a good hint?
Allison's car?
That's a good guess. Allison has a yellow car. But it wasn't in Allison's car.
Taxi cab. Four bucks.
A few bucks.
You went in a school bus?
Yeah.
Where did we go?
To school. Where else?
Where did we go?
We go on the trolley to Uptown Boston.
The trolley to Uptown Boston. Wow. And what did we see there?
People. We read a book too.
I read a book?
Salad
or salad dressing?
Salad.
Yeah, that's your salad.
Well, salad dressing.
Don't you want me to put it on?
Yeah.
Do we go to Uncle Robert's room?
Yeah.
Where do we go? Where do we go with Uncle Robert?
Downtown.
How are you silly?
Downtown. And then it comes hot.
What'd you do downtown?
Red. I
read. You read?
Did you pasty scallops?
Yes. This.
What kind of funny talking is that?
I don't understand that.
Why don't you eat your scallops?
No.
Don't eat the scallops.
I don't eat the scallops.
When your hands are first playing, you're just watching Sesame Street?
Uh-huh.
It took it for an hour.
When did McKenzie come?
You're not supposed to hear you.
He must come.
Remember I turned it off?
I got sent to play with his son, his motorcycle and airplane.
What did you say, Lee?
A motorcycle and airplane.
You gonna do that too when you grow up?
Yeah. I'm not hungry.
Then you must be hungry. You didn't eat breakfast and you didn't eat lunch.
I'm going to tell you, right in that box was a box of Triscuits.
I
saw him munching on Triscuits. He was over here helping himself.
Munching queen.
Munchkin. You know Munchkin?
What?
What? Is that good? Daddy.
What's that?
What's that?
What did you give me?
Yeah,
a what?
A toy?
Yeah.
What kind of toy?
A band toy.
A band toy?
A what toy?
Band toy.
Should I eat it?
Yeah.
Do you eat toys?
Hey,
boy. You said to me this morning, after like I'm this morning, you said to me, you are a bad boy. I said, why? He said, you were playing with my toys last night.
You were playing my toys last night.
But I wasn't, was I? Was I playing with your toys, really?
No! Same.
Did you tell Daddy about how you helped me with the plans? What was I doing with the plans? Remember?
Yeah.
Was I putting the plans in your pots?
For everybody, everybody.
The pan that was on top of the piano. What do you think?
Put it back in. Oh, that's a little deep in the back. Yeah, that one there. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have those golds, paper whites, cellar door, Chinese sacred lily. Do you have some bowls that I can put them in to start them going?
I think there's some kind of basement.
I don't think so.
I did the preserve closet. Somewhere on that table. Yeah. What's that Daddy has?
What? What, Mom?
What are you shaking? What's that?
Pepper.
Yeah? What's that?
That.
I want you to
get my ticket.
You what?
A chicken.
A chicken? You know what we bought in the supermarket? We bought chicken hot dogs.
Oh,
look
at those.
Let's see what they taste like.
Soybean hot dogs.
Man hot dogs.
Soybeans are tasteless. What's the matter? You know that you have to eat lettuce in little teeny weeny bits, like, because it's hard to chew. Try this piece. Better?
You'll eat it.
No, it's your lettuce. I'll eat my lettuce. Start the second with the greyhound show?
That means the nurse over there. Somebody heard that. And she told me she was taking a little vacation last week. I don't know if she was a patient. She comes over the phone, but she went to the hospital. And I didn't hear about that. But she was pretty sick. And she was. She told me that she has cancer. Mm-hmm. A woman in her 50s with. I think 5 kids, mostly married, a couple of my kids. This isn't too clear.
What are
you doing? And she's got it in the knee sinus, which is buried between her lungs. There, it's a little bit.
What's that?
I put on my like a napkin.
Your napkin?
Yeah.
Is it nice and clean now? The table is working.
That's good. She was able to tell me it's been quite hard for her.
I don't think so.
The women she works with, who she's very friendly with, she has not been able to tell. She said she's afraid if she tells them anything she wants to work, she's going to have all take on her mind. Who will remind her of it? Well, I think it was because our meeting was at the end of the day. And she told me she has been strained to keep up with the cell all day and couldn't do it any longer. She kind of apologized. But she's being a professional and telling me. And she's probably self-advocating nature. Also, I think she can be a doctor, she wants.
The doctor?
No, my being a doctor, she wanted a little medical advice. And
yeah.
Well, I know if I've heard your doctors and if I probably want to get a daughter letter to send medical center. And
did you hear of a doctor?
I hear one of them. I suggested a consultation to discuss the consultation.
Not that that's necessarily an indication or anything.
Yeah. So.
Why don't you taste this just again so you can see how good it is? It's not hot, it's ice cold.
Why cold is it?
I'm gonna eat those scallops.
I wanna eat them.
Oh! Have my fork. Oh!
Did you tell Daddy who was here today working in the kitchen? We're getting a chance to chew it.
Okay.
It's hard to eat them again because they're so
rich,
right? But you may still be hungry nonetheless.
Chinese food.
You know, Chinese food you don't feel hungry for later.
I'm hungry. I need a restaurant.
Oh yeah, what restaurant?
Chinese restaurant.
Chinese restaurant? Is that your favorite?
Chinese restaurant.
What do you like to eat there?
Sandwich.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
What?
Dinner.
Do you like fried rice? Yeah. Egg roll?
And that one.
Yeah.
The bread, it didn't rise much, but yet it tastes okay. The texture of it looks even, no?
It's too heavy.
No, don't worry about it. I made it half a dozen times. Well, but I buy it frozen. I've read it.
Did you get refrozen, maybe?
No, I've read that it's hard to freeze dough properly. But mm-hmm. I never had any problems with my response, so. And then the last couple of batches, I really let them rise. It happened last time, I thought I didn't let it rise enough, but I left it out for 7 hours. It said maybe 3.
Of
course, when
what?
I made it.
Excuse me. What? What's the matter?
I came
back. When I made it successfully, it was in the summer, and that may be the difference in the warmer weather would rise better.
I don't know.
I'll leave it out forever. I'm gonna come.
Well, in the kitchen, it's really freezing.
Yeah, but I left it here and I put it on the radiator for 5 hours, so. The other time I turned the oven on and turned it off.
Yeah, this my napkin.
How about your potatoes? Do you need those potatoes?
No, that's my napkin.
How about these scallops? Shall I eat one?
Oh, yeah.
Mine.
We spill out at least once a day, if not twice. I think this is the third time. So this morning they changed the stamp.
I must say,
orange is all over the place.
Smelling is much quieter because you don't swear when the paper bird is on.
That isn't true. I was restraining myself. I was too tired to swear.
Yum, 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 yum.
That's nice. Oh, you ate it. Lee, Daddy's eating your scallops.
Yum, 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 yum.
Daddy, my goodness.
That's silly. Say, don't do that, Daddy.
Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. Now stop. Mm-hmm.
Lee, did you tell Daddy who was working in the kitchen today?
Nanny.
Anthony. And Cleopatra.
And the brick man.
Brick man. Mason the brick man.
You know, Ned proposes to use that same roof that's already out there.
That was my idea. And he was bitching and moaning about it. Oh no, it'll be so much work. I would all be
everything. Harder. I'd rather he didn't leave it. I'd rather have a different kind of.
You would. I don't want to.
He's gonna look down, and he wants to put up another one of those. You can't take a look. First of all, the roof looks done. It really does look done. Right. I mean, it's starting back to door. But he didn't know what to do about the other side, anyway. So he's gonna put it in a pillar. Even though the pillar might block the view.
Well, we discussed it, remember? So if we build a deck, that'll be, you know, $200. If you want to put a roof on, he's got to put in concrete footings, a foundation, because it's got to bear a lot of weight. It's got to bear a lot of weight to put up columns and then bear the weight of the roof.
Do now? He's going to use steps as the foundation. He wants to. He really wants it to be concrete back there, so it comes right down to. And he'd like to use the steps rather than take them down. He'd like to use them as a foundation. Zip tight.
And I'll build the deck right up. Well, the thing, we were going to do that. That's fine, except those steps are too high. That's
right,
what he told me. So what's he going to do about that?
I don't know. Raise the house.
Because the problem is about that is you have a mini step, and then you have a step that's too big, and that's part of why Lee trips going down there. I don't want to have somebody for a trip.
I don't want to.
You don't care if it's under the deck?
No, I don't care if it's under the deck.
Where's my desk?
There's a Kleenex right behind you. The towel right behind you. The napkins are big potatoes.
Oh.
Lee, what is it you want? Where did you eat those potatoes? You did a very nice job. You ate all your scallops and your salad. Why don't you eat some potatoes?
What's this bread stuff?
Daddy,
there's
scallops.
Yeah, but Daddy didn't eat too many of them.
Oh, God, here's.
Okay. I know what it is. It's that grease pencil.
It's ground into the floor.
I know.
You gotta keep it. How did he do it?
I don't know. Robert pointed it out to me.
Today?
Yeah, lunchtime.
Don't do that.
Are you finished?
I want to see
Daddy. The Daddy's there he is.
Hi.
He was stooping down to pick up the crayon that was ground into the floor.
I think we're going to have to take crayons away from him, except for,
Oh, good luck.
Well, he leaves them all around. They're underfoot. You're always stepping on them. I think we're going to have to keep them
well,
apart, and he can have them to draw them and give them back.
Maybe if he had some kind of box that he could be encouraged to put them in. Right? Do you think you could keep your crayons in a box all the time, except when you're using them? Because, you know, the way you have them now, they're always on the floor, and people step on them, and they break, and they get lost.
Step on whatever coffee?
I want another box.
Okay, we'll give you a box. That'll be a good idea. Are you finished with your dinner?
Yeah.
Shall I take your plate into the kitchen?
Fuck.
Lee, that's not nice.
Yeah.
Don't bang the table, please.
I'm not kidding.
Look. If you're going to bang the floor, bang it on your placemat, not on the table. I mean, anymore. What's that? What's this in the picture?
A wheel.
A what?
A wheel.
Right. How many?
This is a wheel.
That's a wheel?
This is a wheel.
That's right, that's another one.
I'm
Here, let's count them again. What's this? What number is this?
Two yards.
What?
Now 3 yards. Tom.
What about lunch? Allison lunch.
Chris.
Chris? Yeah. Chris is Allison's what? Yeah. Who's Allison's mommy? What are you doing? Why are you taking off your shirt at the dinner table? It isn't dirty, and you know what? You're going to be cold if your tummy's sticking out. That's right. Why are you doing that? Lifting up your shirt. Now don't do it again. The dirty shirts? Well, before you get into the bath tonight, you can take them off. You're all done eating?
Yeah.
You want to have dessert? What do you think we should have for dessert?
I need that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
Why?
It's for cabinets. It's called a bowl. You can look at it. We need to give that back to Mr. McKenzie. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go bring Daddy. And then we'll have to serve. No, it's not a cabinet. It's called a bowl. It goes on a cabinet. It's a way to open a cabinet. No, honey, this isn't a cabinet. This is called a pull. A cabinet is what the dishes go in. And we pull this so that we can open the cabinet. He's going to attach this. He's going to put little screws in there. See those holes? Those are for screws.
Buzz? What's Buzz? Yeah. Yours, you mean?
Yeah.
You know what this is called where the smoke comes out?
What?
A smokestack.
Yeah, stand up! You have to stand up. No,
you can't take my belt
off. I'm in the belt.
Are you?
I'm here.
What do you think I'm doing? What do you think? Getting clean? Hmm? Think it's getting clean?
What?
Thanks, you're my closest. Yeah, I never saw you eat a cupcake so much so fast. Like a chunk roll of your face. How come you don't eat dinner like that?
I don't see my face.
I should have said that. Jimmy, just get, can you reach the paper towel behind and give us the famous face? Yeah, lick your fingers. That's a good thing to do. Stop it. Oh, now you're chocolate. All of you. Now, that's a little better. Some more over here. And not in your eye. Down by your lip. No, that's your eye. Down some more. Near your lip. There you go. A little more.
You know where your chin is? Where's your chin?
That's
your
cheek.
That's your cheek.
Where's your chin?
That's right.
I don't know anymore.
What, sweetie?
Anymore.
What happened to the bottle,
though? I don't know. It was on the side of us, I heard. But it was losing.
So then the cockroach in the cellar costing $100 a family.
Lily!
You were going to eat?
Enjoy.
They're having a good time today.
That's a key, honey. It doesn't need to be cleaned off. Where is your? I mean, what apartment?
Can
we take the bed paper?
I'm putting it back.
Daddy's not going to eat that part. The only one's half.
My diet. He does all the consults. It has happened to happen in this medication mode. What they're doing.
For medical, you mean?
Yeah. What they're doing, see the way it is now, they have four teams of psychiatrists and they have like the two wards and about six on each ward and they're all going separate ways, doing separate things. There's no coordination. It's a real mess. They're making like one doctor in charge of the ward. And Greg is going to be that doctor on one side.
He hasn't been here very long, has he?
Really a year. And Roger on the other side. Very sensible system.
I don't like him.
What happened to that towel I gave you?
Here it is. Because last time I thought they were good.
Yeah, I like those. I like those.
You like those paper things.
What were accomplished? I'm looking
for anything. At the end of today, I don't know what brown applesauce is.
They have like natural applesauce.
I got one that didn't have sugar added or something like that. Lee, do you know what you're doing? You're making the chocolate from your face go onto your shirt. Where's that paper towel?
Actually, the regular hand page applesauce is okay.
Where? On the floor?
Then the brown applesauce is cheaper. Plus I like it.
Here, wipe off your mouth and your chin. It's all gummy. Yeah, but you're wiping your eyes, sweetie. Your mouth is down here. Where's your mouth? That's right. Now what? You didn't, now your chin. Not inside your mouth. Not inside your mouth. Your chin, right here. That's right. And some more under your lip. That's right. A little bit more under your lip.
I saw a video tape today.